Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Tuesday, the 16th of January. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, through the example of Samuel, we focus on how to listen to God. Each weekday, we share hope and encouragement as we read and study the Bible together. Our Bible reading for this week is 1 Samuel chapter 3, and verses 1 to 10. The Lord speaks to Samuel. Meanwhile, the boy Samuel served the Lord by assisting Eli. Now, in those days, messages from the Lord were very rare, and visions were quite uncommon. One night, Eli, who was almost blind by now, had gone to bed. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was sleeping in the tabernacle near the Ark of God. Suddenly the Lord called out, "Samuel." "Yes," Samuel replied, "what is it?" He got up and ran to Eli. "Here I am. Did you call me?" "I didn't call you," Eli replied. "Go back to bed." So he did. Then the Lord called out again, "Samuel." Again Samuel got up and went to Eli. "Here I am. Did you call me?" "I didn't call you, my son," Eli said. "Go back to bed." Samuel did not yet know the Lord, because he had never had a message from the Lord before. So the Lord called a third time, and once more Samuel got up and went to Eli. "Here I am. Did you call me?" Then Eli realized it was the Lord who was calling the boy. So he said to Samuel, "Go and lie down again. And if someone calls you again, say, 'Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went back to bed. And the Lord came and called as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel replied, "Speak, your servant is listening." Amen. Have you ever felt like you couldn't hear God's voice? Maybe you've prayed and sought his guidance, but it seems like he's silent. Well, let's delve into how to listen to God's voice over the next few minutes. In our passage, we find a powerful story that sheds light on why we sometimes struggle to hear God's voice. In the passage, we meet Samuel, a young boy serving in the temple under the guidance of Eli the priest. One night, as Samuel lay down to sleep, he heard a voice calling his name. Thinking it was Eli, he ran to him, but Eli had not called him. This happened three times before Eli realized that it was God calling Samuel. And he instructed Samuel to respond, saying, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." Samuel's story teaches us an important lesson. Sometimes the reason we don't hear God's voice is because we don't want to hear from him. We may fear surrendering control over our lives, afraid of what God might ask us to do or say to us. But if we truly desire to hear from God, we must be willing to open our hearts and minds to his voice. God longs to speak to us. He longs to guide us, and he longs to reveal his plans for our lives. That's why it's important to learn how to listen to God's voice. However, he will not force himself upon us. He patiently waits for us to invite him in and to accept his word. When we resist his voice, we miss out on the incredible possibilities he has for us. So, how can we listen to God's voice and open ourselves to his words? Well, here are a few practical steps. Firstly, we can make time for silence and solitude. In our very busy lives, it can be challenging to find moments of quietness. Yet, it's in these moments that we are more likely to hear God's gentle whisper. So set aside time each day to be still, to reflect and to listen. Secondly, study and meditate on God's word. The Bible is God's primary way of communicating with us. So by immersing ourselves in his word, we gain a deeper understanding of his character and his desires for our lives. As we meditate on Scripture, we position ourselves to hear his voice more clearly. Thirdly, seek God in prayer. Prayer is a two-way conversation. While it's essential to pour out our hearts to God, it's equally important to listen for his response. Create space in your prayer time to listen to what God might be saying to you. And finally, be open and willing. Often our resistance to hearing God's voice stems from our fear of change or discomfort. Let go of your preconceived notions and be open to the possibilities God has for you. Trust that his plans are always for your good. As we implement these steps in our lives, we position ourselves to hear God's voice more clearly. We begin to recognize his gentle whisper, his nudges and his promptings. And as we accept his word, we experience the peace and joy that comes from aligning our lives with his perfect plan. Remember, God longs to speak to you. He wants to guide you, to comfort you, and to lead you into a life filled with purpose. So take the time today to learn how to listen to God's voice a little better, to accept his word, and to open your heart to the possibilities he has for you. If you wish to go a little deeper with these thoughts today, then these questions may help you reflect. As you strive to learn how to listen to God's voice, ask yourself if there are areas in your life where you have been resistant to hearing God's voice. What steps can you take to open your heart and your mind to his word? And I do hope you'll join me tomorrow for another Battle Drill Daily Devotional podcast as we learn how to listen to God in the silence.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.